The plant will employ 14 people and will process solid waste so it can be used in an as-yet unconstructed waste-to-energy power plant. Adam City Administrator Bob Ellisor says the green energy company, Geitz, will break ground as soon as it warms up.
The initial structure is going to be 20,000 square feet. The groundbreaking will occur as soon as Mother Nature allows.
Still on hold is a much more ambitious plan for a 200,000-square-foot solar energy factory, floating power plants to clean up the city's wastewater, solar and wind power streetlights, and public school improvements. Last month, Geitz balked, citing public opposition and division on the Adams City Council. The city administrator says he's happy that the Australian company is now reopening talks.
Geitz has been very amenable to this whole process, and they've been very amenable to any newer revised agreement. I consider it a minor miracle that they're even still here because, you know, there was different components that couldn't be lived up to early on, but yet they still persevered and stayed with us.
Bob Ellisor says they're talking about what gets built and when.
How the development takes place won't be the same as it was originally planned, but the good news is it's still proceeding. The scale of the entire project is the only thing in question right now.
The city of Adams has hired the municipal law firm H. Stanley Riffle to help craft a new green energy development agreement. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.